2017 edition of the American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog, and as always, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, I have to tell you, I had a completely different show that I was going to do tonight until I ran across this out of CNN's media. And so I shifted gears, and I'm going to read you this article. It involves what I reported on last night, along with what I had reported on John's show. CNN asked for it, so at the end of what I read here, I'm going to give it to them. It took only hours for one of the biggest stories in conservative media this week, which some outlets had chosen to focus on over news that President Trump disclosed classified information to senior Russian officials, to fall apart. Notice CNN doesn't put allegedly disclosed. They've already jumped to the conclusion that he did, which we all know is a lie. But it goes on to say, on Monday night, Rod Wheeler, and a private investigator and Fox News contributor, put things in motion during an interview with WTTG-TV, a Fox affiliate in Washington. Wheeler, who was under contract with the family of Seth Rich, which I doubt, folks, but I'll tell you why later, a Democratic National Committee staffer who was fatally shot in July, told WTTG-TV evidence existed that proved Rich had been in contact with WikiLeaks before his death. For months, right-wing media outlets have floated unproven theories that Rich was a person who provided WikiLeaks thousands of internal DNC emails and that his death might have been connected with the supposed leak. No real evidence has been provided to support such claims, and Washington's Metropolitan Police Department, which continues to investigate the murderer, says there is evidence to suggest he may have been the victim of a botched robbery. Nevertheless, a handful of right-wing media outlets have latched on to the theory, and Wheeler's remarks on Monday allowed the narrative to once again ricochet through the conservative media universe. Not Russia, but an inside job, asked Breitbart, the far-right website previously led by White House chief strategist Steve Bannon, which said, if proven, the result has been potential to be one of the biggest cover-ups in American political history, dispelling the widespread claim that the Russians were behind the hacks on the DNC. Dead DNC staffer had contact with WikiLeaks, declared the headline of the Drudge Report, a highly trafficked conservative news destination. Fox News on Tuesday morning joined in the chorus, publishing a lead story on its website about the DC murder mystery. The story said Wheeler had made the claim WikiLeaks had been in contact with Rich, and it added that a federal investigator who had spoken on the condition of anonymity corroborated it. But Tuesday afternoon, Wheeler told CNN that he had no evidence to suggest Rich had contacted WikiLeaks before his death. Wheeler instead said he only learned about the possible existence of such evidence through the reporter he spoke to for with FoxNews.com's story. He explained that the comments he made to WTTG-TV were intended to simply preview Fox News Tuesday's story. The news director did not respond to multiple requests for comment. I only got that information from a reporter at Fox News, Wheeler told CNN, and asked about a quote attributed to him in the Fox News story in which he said his investigation up to this point shows there was some degree of email exchange between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks. Wheeler said he was referring to information that had already been reported in the media. A Fox News spokesperson did not respond to a request for comment by the time of publication. Earlier Tuesday, Brad Baumann, here we go with that Democratic crisis guy, a spokesman for the Rich family released a statement in which he said that the family had seen no evidence to suggest Seth Rich had been in contact with WikiLeaks. Bauman told CNN the outlets that had run with the story have shown over and over again that they are willing to lie and manipulate the facts to further their own political end. My question to Bauman is, what facts are you speaking of, Bauman? Because I got a few facts for you after I get through carving up CNN that I'd like you to answer as well. Goes on to say, I think it's important for everyone at Fox News to be careful with this information and how this story breaks, because using the legacy of a murder victim in such an overtly political way is morally reprehensible, he said. Bauman also said the Rich family was reviewing possible legal action against Wheeler for speaking about the case publicly. A contract between Wheeler and the Rich family prohibited Wheeler from speaking to the media about his ongoing investigation, Bauman said, and I doubt that, folks. It is possible that this private investigator is in breach of a non-disclosure contract, Bauman told CNN, adding that the private investigator, now get this part, the private investigator's public comments have, quote, seriously impeded the ability of the Metropolitan Police Department to investigate. No. I think what it really is that the investigator has impeded their ability to cover it up. You've got it wrong there, CNN. How in the world could that report have seriously impeded the Metro Police Department to investigate this crime? All this guy's doing is uncovering evidence. So going on, asked whether he was in breach of contract, Wheeler said, I don't know, it's hard to say. I think that's something I will have to work out with the family, he added. Wheeler was put in touch with the Rich family through Dallas businessman Ed Batowski, who told CNN he had offered to pay any bills associated with the investigation. You have a family who can't afford a PI? Their son was killed, so I offered to help out, Batowski said. Butowski is a financial advisor, has provided commentary to Fox News on a number of occasions, and has also written columns for Breitbart, and was critical of Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election. Speaking with NBC News, Batowski had denied his involvement with Wheeler and the Rich family and asked why. He told CNN, I didn't want to talk to NBC. Batowski also said that thus far he hasn't paid any money to anybody. He said Wheeler was investigating the Rich money or the Rich murder at no cost. Okay, CNN, you asked for it. Now I'm going to give it to you. Folks, I have about a 10-minute clip here that's pretty much going to sum up a few points that I'm going to make at the end of this clip, and we're going to get a really, really good picture of why they're doing everything they can do to cover this up. Michael, would you do me a favor and play that clip for me, sir?
We are just 2 months shy of the one-year anniversary of Seth Rich's murder, and ever since we learned Rich was a DNC staffer, the conspiracy theories online have taken a life of their own. But today, Fox 5 has learned there is new information that could prove these theorists are, in fact, right. New information from the family's private investigator suggests there is tangible evidence on Seth Rich's laptop that confirms he was communicating with WikiLeaks prior to his death. Now, the question is, why has DC Police, as the lead agency on the investigation for the past 10 months, insisted this was a botched robbery when till this day there is no evidence to suggest that. The Rich family hired Rod Wheeler, a former MPD homicide detective, to run a parallel investigation into their son's death. Wheeler says he believes there's a cover-up and the police department has been told to back down from the investigation.
The police department nor the FBI has been forthcoming. They haven't been cooperating at all. I believe that the answer to solving his death lies on that computer, which I believe is either at the police department or either at the FBI. I've been told both.
But you have sources at the FBI saying that there is information
for
that
sure
could link Seth Rich to WikiLeaks?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's confirmed. Actually, I have a source inside the police department that has looked at me straight in the eye and said, Rod, we were told to stand down in this case, and I can't share any information with you. Now, that's highly unusual for a murder investigation.
This damning report sets the stage for a new Hillary investigation. An independent prosecutor now needs to be impaneled to investigate the full extent of the Seth Rich murder. This report tells us once again that the FBI was covering up for Hillary and that President Trump was absolutely right in firing FBI con man James Comey.
July 5th, 2016, James Comey's press conference, where we thought he was laying out a strong case for the indictment of Hillary Clinton. And we're going to go point by point, through his statements and then show you specifically laws that were broken based on his own words. Let's start here.
From the group of 30,000 emails returned to the State Department in 2014, 110 emails in 52 email chains have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information at the time they were sent or received. 8 of those chains contained information that was top secret at the time they were sent. 36 of those chains contained secret information at the time, and 8 contained confidential information at the time. That's the lowest level of classification. Separate from those, about 2,000 additional emails were upclassified to make them confidential. Those emails had not been classified at the time that they were sent.
Now, the FBI director is basically saying there, Clinton broke the law. What law? 18 U.S. Code 1924. What is that? The unauthorized removal and retention of classified documents or material. Let's continue. Let's watch Comey say this.
The FBI also discovered several thousand work-related emails that were not among the group of 30,000 emails returned by Secretary Clinton to state in 2014. We found those emails in a variety of ways. Some have been deleted over the years, and we found traces of them on servers or devices that have been connected to the private email domain.
All right, what is he saying? What law comes into play here that Clinton violated? 18 U.S. Code 793, gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information, which we know with 99% certainty that, in fact, 5 foreign intelligence agencies were able to get a hold of. Here's the next part.
Although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information.
Extremely careless, but the law states gross negligence. What's the difference? Here are the laws that were violated here. 18 U.S. Code 793, again, gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information, and 18 U.S. Code 1905, disclosure of confidential information generally. Okay, well, let's go to Comey's next statement.
7 email chains concern matters that were classified at the top secret special access program at the time they were sent and received. Those chains involve Secretary Clinton both sending emails about those matters and receiving emails about those same matters. There is evidence to support a conclusion that any reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position or in the position of those with whom she was corresponding about those matters should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation.
Amazing. Here are the laws that apply here. 18 U.S. Code 798, disclosure of classified information. Again, 18 U.S. Code 793, gathering, transmitting, losing defense information. 18 U.S. Code 1905, disclosure of confidential information generally. Now, this is only the tip of the iceberg. All of these are serious, prosecutable crimes, which Comey ignored. And by the way, there's a former Navy machinist. His name is Christian Saucier. He's now sitting behind bars tonight. He's serving a year sentence for taking 6 pictures of the submarine that he worked on. Hillary Clinton, she got to walk free.
I think we'd have to be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt a general awareness of the unlawfulness of your conduct. You knew you were doing something you shouldn't do. And then, obviously, that's on the face of the statute itself. Then you need to consider, so who else has been prosecuted and in what circumstances, because it's all about prosecutorial judgment. But those two things would be the key questions. Can you prove that the person knew they were doing something they shouldn't do, a general criminal intent, general mens rea,
The way to prove that is whether or not someone took steps to conceal or destroy what they've done. That is the best evidence you have, that they knew it was wrong. That they lied about it.
It's very good evidence. I always want to look at what the subject said about their conduct.
They made contact with somebody from the Democratic National Committee's office, and they've been served. Democracy has prevailed today.
But in a bizarre twist of events, on August 2nd, less than 1 month after serving the subpoena, Lucas was reported dead. Police are not releasing the cause of death at this time and are not commenting on speculation that Lucas was murdered. His unusual and sudden death is fueling speculation about the recent death of Seth Conrad Rich, Rich, a DNC employee, was working on several committee cases involving voter and election fraud before he was murdered by gunshots. He was also set to testify in the FBI's email investigation of Hillary Clinton before he was killed. Authorities have ruled his death as a robbery gone wrong, but police records indicate nothing was stolen from Rich. His recent mysterious deaths appear to be something stranger than fiction.
Rich's murder made national news because of his job with the Democratic National Committee as the director of voter expansion data.
That was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So,
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that our sources take risks, and they become concerned to see things occurring like that.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean,
our sources face serious risks.
But it's quite something to suggest a murder. So that's basically what you're doing.
We are investigating to understand what happened in that situation with Seth Rich.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean,
the Seth Rich case has just exploded back into the headlines with Julian Assange's assertion that Seth Rich was the WikiLeaks responsible for bringing down the DNC chair and exposing the rigged Democratic primary. That makes two murders in recent weeks that have been directly linked to events at DNC headquarters in Washington, D.C. Not only that, but we now know that Seth Rich wasn't just a staff member at the DNC as was widely reported. He was the director of voter expansion data, which means he had the electronic keys to the entire Democratic organization. As for the motives of his leak, it would seem that Seth Rich was a Bernie Sanders supporter who felt betrayed by the primary rigging, and so he leaked what he could to show that Hillary had stolen the nomination. This picture shows Seth Rich at the scene of the crime, only a few blocks away from a trauma center. They had the time to string crime tape around his body, but they didn't have the time to travel three blocks to the emergency room to save his life. How many crimes does Hillary have to commit before the Department of Justice does its job?
The FBI quietly dumping more Hillary Clinton emails. It happened last night while much of the public was busy watching the Packers versus the Giants. 300 pages of documents put out by the FBI showing Mrs. Clinton was regularly sending confidential and secret information to someone outside the government. 300 pages of documents released by we don't know who within the FBI, which had possession of them,
right,
turning them over to the public to see.
What we now know, what Donald Trump feared and argued during the campaign, and what rogue FBI agents who profoundly disagreed with Director Comey's decision to recommend against an indictment was true. This is the smoking gun if ever there was one. This it ramps up the case for her prosecution.
Okay, folks, that's a little culmination of a few clips there. Now, all of this stuff, I'm going to tie it in here, all right? I'm not going to do it until after the break. Of course, during the bottom few minutes, I have to bark at you for a little money. But I am going to, well, basically analyze this whole thing and go through it point by point. Because CNN, the CIA, lying, spinning, garbage media is writing this, spinning this around to take the effort or take the focus off of the Seth Rich murder and put it over into the fake collusion with the Russians and the Russians hacking in to swing the election over to Donald Trump. They know it's a lie. It's a total fake lie. Okay, but the Seth Rich murder, to investigate that and to get to the truth, will totally blow them out of the water. And CNN, the lockstep, goose-step sycophant of the left, the paid shills for the CIA, okay, are doing everything they can do to steer the public's focus away from the Seth Rich murder and over to this fake story, of which I'm going to go into further detail about, hiring Robert Mueller, giving him unlimited funds, giving him subpoena power, giving him grand jury calling power, giving him every power under the sun. To do what? To find the truth? No. To fake something? It's just like, I can give you an example from the investigation of the Oklahoma City bombing, from Waco, from the Kennedy assassination, all the way down the line. They appoint the lowest scumbag that they can find to piece together a litany of lies that makes sense so they can sell it to the American people. We'll be back in three. Stick around. More to come, folks. I'm hot tonight. What it is you think I
should. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, I'm going to get back to my analysis of this crap-driven CNN report, plus the little culmination of reports that Sean Hannity and Lou Dobbs and a couple other reporters put out regarding the Seth Rich murder, because I've made some bullet points I want to get to, and I hope CNN is listening. But before I do that, let me remind you, we're in a pledge drive, folks. We need to collect some funds. We're evidently pretty far behind, and you know, need for some people to step up to the plate here to get some bills paid. And RBN is in sore need of getting some equipment replaced, getting their store rearranged so we can market some products out of the store, so we don't have to do this and bark at you for money. But it's something that is systematic that we need to do over a period of time. We can't do everything all at once, and what we need to do requires money. So I'm asking you again, what's today, Thursday? All right, maybe some of you got paid today, maybe some of you get paid tomorrow, but I'm asking you to pick up the phone, 800-724-2719, and Pledge about $20, $50, $100, whatever you can afford that doesn't take food off your table. And consider making a monthly donation, folks. $20 a month, $30 a month, whatever. You know, a dollar a day, that's not much for us to bring the news of the day to you. I try my best to keep up with it. I was going to do a different program tonight, but after I read that CNN report, I was so hot over it of trying to discredit everything that all of these real integral people are trying to do to get the truth out there, to diffuse this bunk that they're talking about, this Russian collusion. But anyway, getting back to this, 800-724-2719, extension 3. Pick up the phone, call Mike. He'll take your call. Or if you've got a check, money order, or if you want to put cash in some foil, send it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's 2251 Double Creek Drive, extension 302, or number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can go to the website at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, click on the PayPal button, and make a donation. Make sure you write in there that this is because Michael is barking at me again, and I'm trying to get him to stop barking. So, again, I promise you, as soon as I find that I've hit my mark of $1,500, I'm going to stop doing this. But I'm not going to stop until I get there, folks, because, yes, indeed, the network needs it. And, again, I have to ask you to ask yourself, you know, how valuable is the information here? You know, what is it that you can do without? If you have an affinity for Diet Pop and you spend $20 a month on it, get rid of that. Send it to RBN. Okay, it'll be healthier for you anyway. Anything that you can do to throw a little money, if you've got some loose silver, loose gold, you know, you've got something that you don't need, you think it might be of value, ship it to them. And, you know, give John the break, the relief, the stress relief that he needs to focus more. And I can't emphasize this enough more. If you're under a lot of stress, folks, and I'm sure all of you out there have been, it's increasingly more difficult to focus on things that need to be done because your mind is currently spinning on how you're going to get out of whatever financial situation you're in. So this is what all of us are trying to do, is free up John so he can think clearly and we can sit down with him and go over some business plans to right the ship to a point where we don't have to get on the air and do this anymore. It's not easy, folks. The economy is in much, much worse shape than what is being declared by the mainstream media. They're talking about unemployment being 4.75%. It's really over 20%, but they're not going to let us know that. We know it's bad. It's bad all around. I'm not a rich guy, okay? John obviously is not a rich guy. John's put almost everything he owns into the network. None of us out here, there might be one or two walking around out there that have a pocket full of money, but it's not me, and it's not most of the listening audience, okay? But whatever you have that you can scrape up, if you've got a jar full of change and you don't, you know, it just sits there and you put money in it and you never cash it in, just ship it over to RBN, let them cash it in and pay a bill with it or buy a new computer with it or whatever they need to do with it. It's imperative, and I stress this every night, folks, it's imperative for this network to stay on the air because as I go through this report here tonight and I go through these bullet points, you're going to see even more of why it's imperative. What's going on right now is very, very serious. I have never seen the lengths that they're going with the lies, the cheating, the deception to try to oust Trump from the White House. And if they succeed in doing that, folks, it's going to get even worse for us, and I'll cover that after a while. Be back in 3, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and I'll continue with my analyzation of that report.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well, now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Okay, CNN, get ready, because I'm going to carve you up like a Christmas turkey. Before I go there, though, I have to ask the audience, all right, what kind of evidence do you need? You heard Jim Comey talking to testifying before Trey Gowdy. No evidence that she, quote, intended. No evidence. You have to be able to prove it. Well, what about those 8 iPhones that she smashed with a hammer? And what about those computers that she acid washed? Okay, doesn't that show intent? I mean, really, what kind of evidence do you need, James Comey? All right, that's not evidence? But you know, folks, I have to touch on this, and I'm not going to go into any great detail on it, but I ran across 2 clips today that were kind of making allegations about James Comey. You have to wonder, with all this evidence right in his face, how can he protect her and say that she didn't commit a crime? Unless they've got something on him. And I ran across two people online. I believe one guy's name is Abe Zolna, and there was another black preacher guy that was alleging that James Comey has an affection for Howdy Doody, and he likes little boys to dress up and put freckles on their face like Howdy Doody, and I'm not going to tell you what else, but that's a possibility. If you can see that kind of evidence in your face and still protect this woman, they've got to have something on you. Anyway, as that reporter said early on during the clip, she commented, the conspiracy theorists may be right. Well, let me correct you, lady, because we're not conspiracy theorists. We're conspiracy realists, and they are the conspiracy theorists. DC still insists that it's a botched robbery. How do you insist that it's a botched robbery when nothing was taken off this gentleman's person? The Democratic crisis spokesperson for the family does all their talking for them and cites any evidence as fake. Now, I find that a little bit odd, okay? Why is that? Now, we know that Seth Rich was a Democrat. Is it possible, and I'm just throwing this out here, is it possible that his family and his girlfriend were Democrats, and because they're being protected by this Democratic spokesperson, this crisis intervener, if you will, that they've either been paid off or threatened or told to swallow that story of a botched robbery? Why else would they not be just bending over backwards to try to get evidence as opposed to going along with this idiot crisis spokesperson, this Bauman character? That doesn't make any sense. And also, Rod Freeman, I believe his name is Freeman, the investigator, claims that he knows somebody personally, and I totally believe the man because he used to work there, okay, that the D.C. Police Department have been told to back off. Now, he didn't make that up. This guy has been hired to investigate this. He would have no reason to make that up. The former homicide detective and the current investigator, Rod Wheeler, claims he has a source inside the police department. And I'm sure he has several sources inside the police department, many of which probably don't want to talk to him. But there's got to be one or two, maybe three in there that says, yeah, you're right, I can't say anything to it. But yes, we're being told to stand down. That would make sense. I'm just going by what makes sense and what doesn't. Mike Rivero said, look for something that should be there and isn't. Okay, I'm kind of going on that premise. Also in the clip, they said that they needed an independent prosecutor to look into this. Well, evidently they do, because if the D.C. Police Department has stood down and the FBI has their little fingers in the pie and they're standing down and covering up, Seth Rich certainly won't get a true investigation on a real murder, his murder. But Rod Rosenstein appoints this former scumbag FBI Director Robert Mueller as one to investigate the alleged, like it's fake, Trump-Russian collusion allegation. And then CNN comes out with this cockamamie report to try to divert the attention from Seth Rich's murder, which is a real murder, it requires a real investigation, over to this phony stuff, like the magician saying, don't look at this hand, look at this hand instead. You might as well put the entire Fox family, I'm not talking about Fox News, I'm talking about the animal Fox family, with all its relatives right in the chicken coop. That's what's happening here, folks. The fox is guarding the chicken coop. And in this case, it's a whole pack of foxes that are guarding the chicken coop. Or chicken coop. Now, Comey cites all the laws. We heard him. He came right out on national TV in a press conference and cites all the laws that Hillary Clinton broke. 1924, the unauthorized removal and retention of classified documents or material. 18793, the gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information. 18798, the disclosure of classified information. 181905, the disclosure of confidential information generally. Comey admitted that Clinton broke all those laws, yet he ignored them all and said there was no grounds to prosecute. Does this sound to you folks like a nonpartisan, blinder-wearing, integral, and honest FBI director to you? Trey Gowdy nails it. He nailed Comey when he says the best evidence to prove they knew it was wrong was to destroy the evidence, which is exactly what she did when she acid washed her computers and she busted up those cell phones, which Comey knew about, which she did, okay? Yet Comey still does nothing. So only a rational, logical mind can lean back in the chair and go, why? This man's supposed to be in the highest level of law enforcement in the land with the ultimate of integrity, who was cited by and spoken through their mouths of the Democrats when Comey closed the investigation and everybody on the left was praising the heck out of him, only days later to turn around and just vilify the guy in the hypocrisy of the hypocrites that they are. And then we have Sean Lucas, who serves the DNC with a lawsuit over the stealing of the campaign from Bernie Sanders. And less than 1 month later, August 2nd, Lucas is reported dead. Police don't release the cause of death, and they're not commenting on the speculation that Lucas was murdered, only magnifying the suspicious circumstances surrounding the death of Seth Rich. Rich was identified originally as just a DNC staffer. Just remember when Hillary downplayed Uma Abedin when Wiener's laptop came out? Uma Abedin was her right-hand lady. And she was, you know, she had her nose up her hiney everywhere she went. But then when Wiener's laptop came out and all this crap hit the fan, all of a sudden, oh, well, you know, Uma Abedin, she was just a staffer. Well, that's the way they tried to pin or point to Seth Rich. But no, he wasn't just a staffer. We later find out that Rich's title at the DNC was actually the Director of Voter Expansion of Data, a position that would indeed give Rich the oversight and the access of the emails in question. So you connect the dots, you put it all together here. He was also set, this is, oh, here's a killer boy. He was also set, this is going to ring a few bells, he was also set to testify in the FBI's email investigation of Hillary Clinton before he was killed. Bingo! Coincidentally, so was John Ash, the former UN president, and several others now occupying a spot on Hillary and Bill's death list. Just, folks, how in your face does this have to be? Authorities rule his death as a robbery gone wrong, yet nothing was stolen. You have all of this. His recent death was something stranger than fiction. And then we have the BBC mainstream media whore, this idiot, interviewing Julian Assange, and he acts aghast at the thought of Julian even suggesting that Seth Rich's death was anything other than a robbery gone bad. And in this interview, Assange's words actually tell us. If you listen closely to what Assange said in that interview, he tells us it was Rich. When that BBC reporter asked Julian Assange what he was suggesting, Assange replied, and I quote this, Assange said, "I am suggesting that our sources," and who he meant by that was Seth Rich. Seth Rich had to be the source. It was the only source because Seth Rich is the only one who had access, but Julian Assange received those emails that Seth Rich had access to. And by the way, Seth Rich was the only one that wound up dead. So when Julian Assange says, our sources, he could only mean Seth Rich. But he goes on to say, our sources, being Seth Rich, take risks. Well, Seth Rich took a risk, and they murdered him for it. Because he goes on to say, and they, the murders, become concerns to see things, i.e. the murder, occurring like that. Now, Assange is telling the world that not only through this interview, but also with the reward money to where it's up to, I believe it's $130,000, not all coming from him, but $130,000 total reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of whoever did this. So
Assange is telling the world, not only through this interview, but also with the reward money put up, that it indeed was Seth Rich who leaked the emails to them. And both Rich and Lucas were Bernie Sanders supporters who felt betrayed by the rigging. And they tried to expose it, and they were murdered for it. Seth Rich tried to expose it. Sean Lucas filed a lawsuit over it. And they both wind up dead. Police arrive on the scene 3 minutes, folks, after the crime was committed, with body cameras. Now, they have the time. And I saw a picture of the crime scene with the cops standing around there with Seth Rich lying on the ground. They have the time to string a crime scene tape around the scene, yet and with a hospital emergency room three blocks away. Are you telling me that no cop even had the thought in their mind of transporting him to the emergency room? Three blocks away would have taken less than a minute. And this kid lived. He died in the hospital. If they would have done that and got him there, it's a possibility he could have lived. No camera footage was ever shown to us. As I said, if he would have been moved immediately, he might have survived. I'm not saying he would have. I'm saying he could have. So the next question that comes to mind is it possible? Did the police stand down on not only investigation, but did they also stand down on any rescue efforts because they were ordered to? That's a possibility. Who knows at this point? I don't know. My mind just spins wild on this, and I was going to let it go, report on something totally different tonight, folks, and then I read the CNN article, and I went through the roof. I went ballistic. Because this just exposes CNN even more so of who they are and who they're working for. Then, the FBI turns around and dumps 300 pages of documents clearly showing Hillary sending information to someone outside the federal government. And Lou Dobbs says, well, we don't know who in the FBI did this. And Judge Napolitano tells Lou Dobbs that this even further ramps up the case for her prosecution, yet Comey does nothing. The report stated that the family hired a third party to investigate the Democratic crisis PR consultant, Brad Bauman. Now, again, I got some real problems with this, folks. The family hired a Democratic crisis PR consultant. Why would they have to hire this guy? Why would they want to hire this guy? That doesn't make any sense when their Democratic crisis spokesperson belittles or denies any semblance of any evidence and sides with CNN. That doesn't make any sense. The only thing that's possible or plausible is that they've been paid or threatened or both to let him do all the talking for them because they don't want to trip up their story, and they have been intimidated into saying, stick with the botched robbery thing. That makes sense. It doesn't make sense to hire and pay a crisis guy to do all your talking for you who just happens to be a member of the Democratic Party that is denying anything that Rod Wheeler puts out. That doesn't make sense. And by the way, isn't impeding a murder investigation a crime in itself? Now, folks, there's some real unanswered questions here, and I borrowed an article from my buddy Doug Owen on blacklistednews.com, but I thought this was pertinent, so I'm going to go through this. If Rich was murdered in a robbery gone wrong, why was his wallet, his watch, and his phone left behind? Who botched the robbery? You know, what happened? Following Rich's July 16th, 2016 death in the Bloomingdale neighborhood in Washington, the police officers claimed that it was likely the DNC staffer was shot during a robbery gone wrong. But this doesn't explain, however, why Rich was found to still be in possession of all his personal items, including his wallet, his watch, his mobile phone, which are often the primary targets during a street robbery. And by the way, let me add that this was a very prime neighborhood in Washington, D.C., and there hadn't been a murder there in 7 years. And there had been a struggle. His hands were bruised. His knees were bruised. His face was bruised. And yet he had two shots to his back, and they never took anything. Now, that's what Rich's girlfriend told NBC News. They didn't finish robbing him. They just took his life. So, that's question one. Question two. What? This is a big one. Here's something I want you to really think about, folks, because I looked at this when I said, this is one of those things that make people go, Why haven't the DNC offered a reward for information related to this murder? Obviously, this man was a DNC staffer. He worked for the DNC. If he was an employee of yours, wouldn't you be concerned about it? Wouldn't you be sad that he didn't report to work? Wouldn't you feel compassion for his family? Wouldn't you put up a reward? Wouldn't you want to get to the truth? The reward for information leading to his murder, the DNC hasn't put anything up. Okay? So, individuals offered a reward for the information, including WikiLeaks, the GOP lobbyist Jack Berkman, crowdfunding bounty site web searcher and author Mike Cernovich, the DNC and other Democratic Party organizations, all of them. None of them have offered any reward money whatsoever. That doesn't make any sense, does it? If I had an employee that worked in my staff and something like this happened to them, I would put up reward. I would want to know who took out my employee because my employee is valuable to me. And this guy wasn't just a staffer. This guy was the director of voter expansion of data, which means he was extremely valuable to them. He was in a very high-level position to have the golden keys to everything in that organization, yet they won't put up a reward for his murder. Why? There can only really be one reason, folks. They don't want to know. Or maybe they already do know. Now, that takes me to number three. Why are the left-wing media and mainstream media ignoring this case? The murder of Seth Rich has been a hot topic among conservatives, the libertarians, and the alternative news outlets since the incident took place last year. However, the left wing and the mainstream media have largely ignored the case, only mentioning the staffer's name during conspiracy articles about Russian hacking. They always have to tie that Russian hacking in there. That's their narrative. That's their meme, folks. That's what they're basing their whole nine yards on. Their whole ball of wax, their whole ball game is based on this alleged Russian hacking. And this case causes all of that to fall apart. A quick Google search of Seth Rich will return dozens of news articles on the subject from sources such as Fox News, Washington Examiner, The Heat Street, but few from outlets such as CNN or MSNBC. The Washington Post did publish a story related to Rich Wednesday afternoon, but focused on Rich's parents' claim that reports of him contacting WikiLeaks were without evidence. You know why they're without evidence, folks? Because the evidence is on his computer, and his computer, the D.C. Police Department and the FBI says they both are playing ping pong, saying, well, you know, D.C.'s got it. No, the FBI's got it. No, D.C.'s got it. No, the FBI. Well, we don't know where it is. They don't know where it is because that's the smoking gun. Those articles which do appear on left-wing sites all feature headlines which immediately brand questions surrounding his death as conspiracy theories and seek to deter investigations. The Washington Post published an article in August of 16 titled, Trump Allies, WikiLeaks, and Russia are pushing a nonsensical conspiracy theory about the DNC hacks, while the Huffington Post coverage of Rich's murder last year consisted of stories such as Donald Trump has a history of linking his political opponents to people's deaths. That sounds like Hillary Clinton, doesn't it? And conspiracy theorists won't stop accusing the Clintons of murder. Gee, I wonder why. Here, let me go back and look at this death list for a minute. Compare some notes. CNN published one single story on Seth Rich's death last year, a straight news article on the murder with a quote from former DNC chairman, guess who, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Yeah, she's a stellar performance of integrity, isn't she? The majority of left-wing sites have also completely ignored the recent reports that Rich was the source of thousands of internal emails leaked to WikiLeaks before his death, despite the fact that they worked consistently to refute these claims beforehand. So, why are the left-wing and mainstream media ignoring the case? They want it to go away. They wish Comey was there so he can continue to sweep it under the rug, because this is the biggest can of worms possibly in the history of American politics, folks. And number four, will the Democrats still push that Russia hack the DNC? Despite the increasing amount of evidence proving the opposite, a frequent left-wing talking point is the claim that it was Russia who hacked the DNC and leaked the information to WikiLeaks. This argument, however, ignores the fact that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange stated on numerous occasions that Russia was not the source of the leaks, implying instead that it was Rich. And DNC hacker Guccifer II also allegedly claimed in messages to an actress that Rich was one of his whistleblowers, while a private detective claimed this week that Rich was in contact with WikiLeaks before his death. Most of the claims that Russia hacked the election are based on reports from CrowdStrike, that's a cybersecurity firm which has been reported to have ties with Google and the Obama administration, while the FBI did not examine the DNC server themselves. CrowdStrike's report was heavily refuted by DNC hacker Guccifer in a report of his own. What is that? I got a call here. Fred in Pennsylvania, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, Michael, wow. I mean, I can't imagine how you put the show together tonight and got so accurate a reportage of the events. You're going in mostly chronological order, and I have to just say that one of the big and you're very accurate as far as these events. And one of the big things that is in my mind is that there wasn't any real investigation.
No, there isn't. That's problem, Rich. Fred. Yeah, there Rich. Isn't any. And Rod Wheeler is right. They're covering this up. His contact in the police department, when he told them that they've told him to stand down, they meant it. And this what irritates the heck out of me is this CNN article trying to call us conspiracy theorists and trying to debunk it and trying to spin it around, okay, and divert the attention of the mainstream public over to this Russian collusion as opposed to Seth Rich. This is the smoking gun, Fred. This is what makes this entire investigation of Russian collusion fall apart. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes, Rod Wheeler really doesn't have an incentive to lie. I mean, he's putting his career, his credibility on the line, and I think that he should be believed.
I agree with you. You know, the one source that did hire, the third party that did hire him because the family didn't have any money, you know, this guy, according to him, hasn't put any money out yet. So that means that Rod Wheeler is doing this up on faith, but he's doing it on his own. And why is he doing it on his own? Because the D.C. police won't do anything about it. And what the concern that I had after I went through this tonight is that I'm starting to wonder, in looking at the crime scene and the fact that the hospital or the emergency room was only three blocks away, was it the police department that did this? Because why wouldn't they just take this guy, put him in the car, and run him down three blocks, which would take about 30 seconds?
Yeah, and I have to say something about the fact is you can't, if a witness is scheduled to testify, there's a federal law protecting a witness who's scheduled to testify.
All right, hold on. Fred, top of the hour break. I'll be back in 2 minutes, okay? Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.